Are you ready?
Yes, no, I'll start recording.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. Don't shoot us. Don't bite our heads off. I wasn't like three calls. Like, oh, I think I posted at some point. I'm like, oh, hey, go listen. And the person's like, oh, yay. I'm like, yeah, no, it's like old episodes. Guys, come on. Oh, welcome back with welcome. Your hosts.
With the most. With the most. Host for the most to the
what?
Yo, recently I've been thinking I can rap, you know. I've been like listening to songs and I'll wait to the end of the song and I'll just be like, all right, just spit some bars. Mm-hmm. Nah. Like, mm-hmm. Love and don't then cost a dime, but if a dollar, I can make it be mine. Don't test me, bro. Don't test me.
Oh my gosh, welcome, guys. How you been? What's popping? I wasn't in UK.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think
that's the reason. Guys, I'm always ready to record.
That's
but
not there.
I just shot myself in the foot. Uh-huh. I said I'm always ready to record, but I know what you're going to say next, so it's okay.
Rubbish. But no. I was in the UK. Oh, it was so much fun. It's been a while.
Did you see the Queen?
No, but I passed by her house.
She was sick, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to come out.
She'd have told her, excuse you. Like, I'm here, man.
Lizzie. What's good, Lizzie?
Lizzie, where you at?
But yeah, it was nice. I kept complaining anyway about how small that. Oh my god, everything is so small. The cars are like toy cars, even. It's ridiculous. But it's been a while, and I actually had like some, you know, nostalgic feelings. I'm like,
yeah, because you schooled in the UK, yeah. Right?
And for the most part, like before I came to Canada, that was literally the only place I ever went to. So every holiday that I ever traveled is UK. Yeah, so. It wasn't like I'd not go to America before now, so you know. But it was so nice, like just remembering, like, oh, this road. I'm like, oh my god, I remember when I take this bus and this and that. But yeah, I don't think I can ever live there though.
I have a similar relationship with UK. Cause I used to go there for holiday a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about UK, people used to think that I live there, but I never lived there. So there are places I'll go and I'm like, oh yeah, we used to have a house here, but now we're broke.
At least you had a house there at some point.
It's like, yeah, we used to go and holiday here. But now we're broke.
My mom was always staying in Uncle Kinnikon's house.
No, my mom is my sister. My
sleep on airbed. Golly.
Do you know, there's some things in life that I just say. You know when people say like, ah, thank God for progress.
Mm.
Sometimes it's things like airbed that I feel like.
Nah,
like
no.
Yo, airbed will teach you that. See, you have to have
it. It will humble you. This is not the life.
Like,
and you'll be shifting from side to side like this.
And the ones they now really try to design like mocha foam. Mm-hmm. The ones with the small
with
holes.
They put there's this thing, they put suede on the top.
Yeah. You now have like some bumps, like
so your elbow, oh my god, your elbow will not enter in the middle of the night. Like you'll not literally be swimming inside all night.
And the process of even just like, oh yeah, I'm ready to sleep now. Okay.
You
sleep
have to
is
inflate
your
eye, it.
But you now it's now to inflate it. Now we're in the generator. Mm.
And then in the morning you have to deflate it because people need to walk past this place.
You have to be the first to wake up.
You have to be the first. When everybody wakes up, you're awake. Because imagine you're sleeping on airbed in the living room and then someone was watching news. I'm like, oh god.
When I was in my sister's house, so me and my other sister went to my sister's house and she went with her fiance at that time. And my sister was married. She had kids. We're all like squeezed up in this like two bedroom. Uh-huh. So I had.
And it used to be so tiny.
Yeah. Yo. Do you know I didn't realize how small that house was
until my you go older
into like another one and I was older, I was bigger. I'm like, yo, my head probably
you
was
finish it?
What? Huh. And then I will be in the airbed. What I'll do is that once it's like morning like this. And anyway, I was just going to sleep on my sister's bed because her husband would have gone to work.
Yeah, so she you can't move.
I would just lay sitting and go and lie down on their matrimonial bed.
I
don't send anybody.
So what?
I won't give a damn.
Nah, it's too small. I saw somebody. I was on a FaceTime call and I'm like, oh, see the street, and he's like, was that the sidewalk? And I'm like, no, it's the street where two cars are supposed to pass side by side.
It's really tiny.
Sorry, this is not it's a UK slander episode. I just
Nah, but the thing about it is I actually love the UK. And I wish I got my visa, because I was meant to go actually.
Yeah.
But I wish I got my visa. I'd have liked to go
to visit.
My favorite part of the UK is Oxford Street of London. Actually,
funny enough, I didn't go. It's all the same. London, Mula, London, Birmingham, Lower, but Mula, London.
Funny story. Apparently, Wizkid once went to Birmingham and said London stand up.
Yeah, but like he's from Nigeria. Everywhere is London.
It's a concert, fam. You know.
Yeah, but it was an honest mistake.
It's not an honest mistake.
It is honest now.
You do like my shit and London make some noise.
Yes, now London is abroad. See, once you enter Heathrow, anywhere you go from anywhere Heathrow is London.
You know why I think people do that thing? Like, if you are going to somewhere like Kent, mm-hmm. It's London.
It is. I mean,
Kent is like outside London, really. But
oh my god, remember that time they would say, "Oh, where did you say? Oh, we're outside London." That's what they're like. Birmingham, new. I'm going outside London. No. I live in Birmingham. I live in Manchester.
I think because of the high population of people in Birmingham now, there is like a...
Yeah, now I think there's more... not publicity. There's more awareness with these things, right? And growing up. But when we're younger, like... Everything is London.
Everywhere is London.
Is it America or London? There's no in between.
I swear, is it America or London? Mommy, where are we going for holiday? America. We are going to London. You'll be going to Stoke.
That's your business.
Yeah, but I'm landing in London, Sha. Mm-hmm. And I'm living from London, so at the end of the day.
It don't really matter.
Oh my
God, speaking of London, let me just quickly plug this. So, what is your take on men not wearing weddings? You're getting married soon. Are you planning to wear a band?
Guys, so we've come to the end of this episode.
No, we are going to talk about it because let me tell you what happened. So I went for a wedding in the UK, right?
Yeah.
And I saw this guy. I was going to say man, but probably about my age mate. I don't know. Oh, shit, my age mate are men. Oh.
Bro,
sorry, I'm a woman. Jesus, I thought I was still a girl. Anyway, I saw this guy and I could swear I knew him from somewhere. Like, this guy looks so familiar. But I'm like, oh, he's not wearing a band, so he's not the one. He can't be the one.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to have he got married like a month prior.
Oh, okay.
And when I was not leaving, I showed my friend that, and I opened a page. I'm like, is the one? Is this not the same guy we saw?
Yeah.
She said, he's the one. Said, but what? His wedding was literally like 3 weeks before. No band. But his wife is wearing, and then he was there by himself. His wife was not there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't around.
So I feel like this is a very dicey thing. So I've always worn wedding rings, mm-hmm. wedding bands, even before I even got engaged, even when I was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like people respect you more when you wear one. Yeah, like, they just don't care about your age once they see you wearing a wedding band and you have no hair on your head. By the way, you can't call me bald anymore. It's sexual harassment. So you know, just so you know, you can't.
You guys, I always call them all bald.
You can't do that to sexual
every
harassment now.
Opportunity I get.
But I've always worn one. So in my own case, it's something I've been doing for a while. But mm-hmm. recently, I've added a lot of weight, and I even wore it yesterday. So I can tell you for facts. I was walking out of my house. I saw it. I was like, you know what? Let me try it on. I haven't worn it in a minute, and I wore it. And I was telling my fiance that, oh, this is why. I'll show you why I actually don't wear this ring anymore. Mm-hmm. And by the time we were done at dinner, I showed her. Like, my hand was swollen.
Mark. Yeah, around
and I could see the mark. Like, not even, you know, it's even when you wear it for so long, you take out the ring and then you see the mark.
Yeah.
Like, you could see the mark with the ring currently on, because, like, mm-hmm. it was, my hand was so tight on my finger. So, for that reason, I don't understand that some people can not wear their wedding band because it can get uncomfortable at some point.
Yeah.
And because there's not that heavy amount of, like, there's no bling on male rings. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I want to show off my ring.
Yeah.
Therefore, a guy can say, okay, I'm not, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I also say that a month after your wedding, I feel it's a little bit off because you probably just bought your ring, so it will size you.
I was telling my friend that they're like, oh, maybe he's resized. I'm like, no, he knew he was getting married. Like, it's just a month.
Yeah, how and fast male rings are expensive.
They are not that expensive.
So you can, I mean, somewhat, but like, if you could, like,
you can literally replace it
very,
like, you
very
don't have
quickly.
To replace it with something that's too expensive. Really, if you're someone that maybe gets things lost or misplaces things a lot,
yeah,
probably just replace it with something easy. But
For me, it's size. I feel like the main reason is size. And also, you can say that if you're someone that's worn it for a while,
mm-hmm.
right? And someone that's worn it for like a while.
You've been wearing it for a while.
So sometimes you can have that thing of, oh, I'm not wearing it now.
Yeah.
But it can come off wrong as, oh, you don't want to wear it. But like, because I have been wearing rings for at least 4 or 5 years. But weirdly, since I got engaged, I haven't worn a ring. Or I've hardly worn it. And people, you can easily think that I'm
trying
to avoid.
Yeah, but then again, for guys, it's different, right? Guys don't necessarily wear engagement bands, right?
Yeah, true.
So this whole time is like your time off. And then you get married.
And then you get married and you
put
it back.
Not a month after. Even if you guys are going to decide, you know, my dad doesn't wear, I don't remember my father wearing wedding band. However, my question now is, I asked the guy and he's like, oh, you know, when I'm not used to wearing jewelry, yeah, fuck that. Oh, sorry about that. But I don't buy that.
Pardon my French,
okay? But I don't buy that. And my reason for not buying that is because you can't just say because women are used to wearing rings. Nah, that's... In fact, for that reason alone, I shouldn't even want to wear rings because I've been wearing fashion ring all my life. So I should be tired of wearing
rings. Wearing them.
But my only thing is, there's two things. If you're not going to wear a ring, you better tattoo my initials on your wedding finger, okay? That's one. Just with property of faith, POF.
Trademark.
Just tintini. Not too big.
Not too big.
Or you should be okay. Are men okay with their wives not wearing their wedding rings? So would you, as a guy, because you've said, oh, you know what, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, the babe too says, you know what, Kosija, we're not fighting, right? Like, you're not going to wear your ring. I'm not going to wear mine as well. Let's just hit the streets like that.
I mean, it's... You have a very valid point, because I would say that for when I see a woman or a girl or a lady, mm-hmm. however I want to put it, and I'm just trying to guess about, like, I'm trying to create a story. I do this thing when I try to create. I always look out for the ring.
Yep.
I always. But I hardly do for guys. Mm-hmm. So you can say that if I see a wedding ring on a guy, it doesn't really affect my story. I probably look for other things to... pick out from him to create the background, what I think or who I think he is. But for a woman, I most times will look out for the ring, like, oh, she wearing a ring, she's not wearing a ring, oh, that's she might be married.
Wearing a ring, you're thinking, like, oh, does she have children? Does she
exactly? Yeah. Like, do you get so that so? I, in a way, I can understand that, yeah, it might be tough for some guys to be like, you know,
don't wear a wedding ring, but you're not wearing too.
There's also the thing of like, a female ring, a woman's wedding ring, mm-hmm. is also like a status thing. It's like expensive jewelry. Do you get what I mean? It's like how a Yoruba man wears a gold chain. So men can't take off their, just so you know.
Oh, I never used to. I only need to. That story is another book. Yeah.
Do you get it? So like some people can't know. Some guys, like, it's that thing. That gold chain is like a status thing for them. Like, you know, so it's almost like the same thing. It might not be the same type of jewelry, but it's almost like the same thing. So I kind of feel like that. I get it in the sense that, yes, if you don't want to wear a wedding ring or a wedding band, you know, take off, you know, your wife should still not be. And I agree with that. I feel like at the end of the day, if someone is tired of putting on a ring, it's not that deep. I also subscribe to the idea of people now wearing bracelets as wedding bands, but it has to be in a way kind of customized. Obviously, I've heard that people wear bracelets with their names on it. That way, if someone says, oh, why not wearing a wedding band? Like, I'm wearing my wife said to go the bracelets.
I don't like that, Osha.
But I feel like, you know, because some people, if you don't want to wear rings,
yeah,
you know,
because
other
I
ways
that,
around
right?
it. Yeah.
Oh, my finger is swollen. Well, here you go. Here's a bracelet.
Yeah,
wear
this one.
Wear this one. Also, on your neck. To signify that I'm choking you.
You know all those things they used to. Things they used to do in American movies. I never had one. Like, you have like all these
dog tags.
Yeah, not even dog. Dog tag is a good idea. Dog tag on the side. Oh,
just
right.
There. You say you. In fact, both sides, you and your wife, because you can try to turn it to the other
side.
My name is on both sides. No excuse. I asked the guy, I'm like, are you okay with your wife not wearing one? He's like, why wouldn't she? I'm like, oh, no. That's where I draw the line. No. If you're not going to wear a ring, let's both not wear rings together. And I get it. Like, for the most part, women want to wear their rings. For the most part. But if I'm going to be married to someone who doesn't want to, I don't care what reason you have. You know what it comes with, except we've then both decided that, you know what, maybe you react to silver, to gold. Some people react to jewelry. I know some people react to jewelry, but I'm sure you don't react to tattoo. Kindly do a tattoo. Thanks.
I have this friend that reacts to anything that is not pure gold.
And that's okay too.
Like, I'm just like, is this a sign from God that
you're
going
to be rich?
Like, really? Because... What?
You only wear silver?
Like, she, like, really, her parents had to buy her, like, proper gold earrings.
Yeah, I know people like that.
And because sometimes, you know, in secondary school, I knew her, and sometimes in secondary school, your friend brings this nice earring.
You want to try it on. You want to
try it on. And she will have, like, that, like, her whole ear will, like, will turn dark. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, yeah, I knew a lot of people like that. Like, their body will start to itch, and they start having hives and, like, turn reddish. Yeah, I know some people like that. Like, they react to certain silver or certain metals.
That's a sign from God.
As well. I wish that was me. I don't react to anything. I like silver plated. I recollect it.
Anything. I wear anything and everything. I do not
react, but yeah.
I'm trying to change all my jewelry to rose gold.
Why?
I don't know. I've just never. So I'm trying to be risky, in the sense that I've never seen guys wear rose gold.
Yeah,
I'm just
curious
how it would look on a guy. You get?
Have you tried it on?
So yeah. Like, my earrings are rose gold, right?
Is it rose gold?
Yeah, it is. See,
I didn't know this. You
can't tell it. Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know this. Ooh. So that's the thing. Yeah. So it's not like rosy.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I've never seen guys wear rose gold.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. It's just it, like rose gold is always like
seen. It actually isn't.
You know? It's not that bad. I the first day I wore it, I actually, like, can you see the difference? Most people are like, no.
If
like,
you didn't tell me now, I would not have noticed.
But it is.
But I think because, you know, first of all, I don't even like anything that's pinkish, so please. But I feel like when it comes to like female like rose gold, like they emphasize the
I think rosiness. Also, I think I think that's another thing. It's not really emphasized.
Yeah, it's not like rose gold doesn't usually have to be pink. It could it's just like
it's not Apple, shaded. It's not Apple Watch rose gold.
It's not Apple Watch. Oh my god, no!
Or iPhone rose gold.
Oh
sorry.
My god, no!
It's like.
I mean, I will collect it if you buy for me. I'll use case. I don't like to reject things. I already have that. I wait for 14.
iPhone 13 Pro Max.
I'm not your mate.
If you see the as a billa.
The same thing as they bought today.
Hey, don't bill me. I know it's not Max. Mine is Mini.
Max. Mikini Yato. Maybe $200.
Max and Mini. Is it,
It's not Mini. It's just a regular size. It's Mini. No.
It's Mini. Is it
There's
Max?
No Mini.
Is it Max?
No.
Then it's Mini. If it's not Max.
It's like a $200 difference, bro.
Nah, I'm sorry. If it's not Max.
Is it not? It's not like $200.
No. It's like, it's about $200. Yeah. It's like, that's actually the actual cost. Because I did consider buying Max until I checked my account.
Yeah, but $200.
And BMO was like,
if I slap you.
If I catch you outside. I said, my bank guy should see me outside. He might beat me. I feel like he'll just be like, bro, are you okay?
Are you doing the right
thing? Do you know, that should be a service rendered. Like, banks can hire thugs to just approach people that are, not necessarily owing.
Not owing, but they are doing the wrong thing with their money.
Like, you have, like, maybe you have $400 left in your...
And then you are opening...
And you are in the cake.
You are opening...
Or you are in an expensive restaurant.
Apple store, Apple
exactly.
website.
So, person will walk up to you and be like, I'll be really...
He's like, this guy. Remember this...
This trainer guy.
That trainer guy.
What is he about to eat? Are you joking?
Stop that, my friend. That's why you're like this.
Like, I swear, I feel like banks or like financial institutions should start doing that. Those approach you like,
that's a good service.
Imagine being at like a concert or something like that, and you like the person walk up to you and you're about to buy one burger. Like,
You're buying burger.
have you paid this ticket?
Have you seen your credit card bill?
I see everybody will stay inside. Everybody will be like, I'm not going outside.
So that'll be fun, but they can do that in the winter, but not in the summer when we are misbehaving.
Guys, Fee is taking us everywhere. By the way, we're going for Chris Brown's concert.
Yes.
And
holla, I have a friend who has one ticket for sale.
Yeah,
it's long though. But yeah, we're going for Chris Brown. I'm going for Alicia Keys as well. I'm also going for Sean Paul.
Yeah, you finally got the tickets?
I'm going to get it. Oh, so okay. My friends are trying to. Possibly for me, you know.
I don't know how I feel about a Sean Paul concert, though.
I would love it because I would sing every single song from start
to
finish.
There's one Sean Paul concert except for maybe that spoke to me. That was the day I knew that I needed to know if I speak rubbish English. I needed to know how to grind.
Broke off your back.
It's kind of slow, and the background of the video is girls in different boxes.
Oh my god! I know the one you're saying.
It's one of his best songs. Yo,
I can't wait.
I listened to that song when I was.
It's Caribbean Week.
It's Caribbean.
So you know it's gonna be lit.
I know Chris Brown is also Caribbean Week actually.
No, Chris Brown is August.
It's July. July 29th. It's the same week before week. Sean Paul is August 3rd.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
Me lit, guys. Okay.
As you can see, we are spending more of our work time checking concerts.
You don't worry about that. You don't. I'm sure my employers will be happy. Good work-life balance.
Work-life balance. I'm just going to check. My office, they created a volleyball team, and I was going to join, but I joined too late.
I'm looking for where I can play badminton this summer.
Oh, my God, if you find. Because I love badminton. As well? I'll buy the racket, everything.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get it. I can always get the racket on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, like badminton is one of my favorite sports.
We have courts.
Where?
We have tennis courts, but I guess we can manage that.
No, it won't slap.
We need that. I will check. We have like literally walking distance from my house. There's like a whole thing. I see people playing tennis there. Like they have like instructors. It's really nice.
I've noticed that badminton is one thing that is tough to find.
Yes,
but it is a sport that is heavily played by the Asian community.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of indoors, right? Because obviously they want to warehouses and stuff. So they want to play in warehouses and stuff. But it's not something that is very.
You don't get it outside.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Obviously I don't think white people or a lot of black people.
Yeah, because even the person who when I was watching the Olympics, the person who played for Canada, she was Asian.
Yeah, it's a very, very.
Yeah.
Because I used to play in Vancouver with my friends, and I was the only black. I was the only non-Asian in the whole indoor place.
Really,
I didn't about 30 people, and I was the only non-Asian. Not like Asian, not first of all, I was the only black person. Let's already stamp that. But I was the only non-Asian, like. And not just like Asian, like I was, there were no Indians, there were no like Pakistani, it was either like South Asia, China, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and me. That's it.
You didn't say I'm me.
That's all that was there. Really?
Plus me.
So it was pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think about it, I haven't seen like a court, but if I find, I probably just go online and just search. Because I actually want to play that this summer. I want to do more this summer. I haven't made good use of my summers. I've tried. I can't even lie. I've tried. But see, last summer. I'm still paying bills. I've not recovered.
We're going to the streets.
My credit card balance has not gone below a certain point since that time.
The streets are calling my name.
Well, my parents are coming, so I feel like that's going to take up most of my. Well,
my parents keep threatening to come. And I say threatening.
Not threatening.
They are threatening me. Because they don't say we love. They're like, they removed this thing, Abby. We're coming. I'm like, bro, chill, fam.
Calm down.
Wait, hold on. What? Take it. Relax.
Oh, no. I've seen my parents for the first time in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Since I left Nigeria.
See, after I marry, they will beg me to see me. I've actually tried. Let me recount it for you. I moved to Canada in 2017, March.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to Nigeria December 2017. 2018, my brother got married in the U.S. We all are in the U.S. 2019, March, I moved back to Nigeria. April, I moved back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I was in Nigeria to December 2020. 20 December 2019. 2020, coronavirus.
Were you in Canada?
Yes, I was in Canada.
Okay.
Novel corona, I like calling that. The novel virus. The novel virus, coronavirus came.
COVID-19.
And 2020, I didn't see them. 2021, I saw them. Yeah, in December. And I'm seeing them again in like a week or two.
And then you see them again.
Again.
And then again.
Yo, please.
He's a nerf.
That's what I'm saying. They're threatening me. It's like, are you not tired? Like,
I want to see you some mud, son.
Let me miss you first.
I miss these ones already. And I know that literally within the first 48 hours, there's going to be a fight. Like, oh, I already know.
Are they coming? Both mom and
both
dad?
Of them. And I come to my brother's house. So it's going to be like, which is good because there's more space for me to literally just shut the door, lock it. I'm like, you know what?
All of you are going to the U.S.?
Yeah, so they're going to the U.S. I'm going to meet them in the U.S.
Because
Canada not getting a visa on time. And by the time Canada getting a visa, they don't plan trip. It's even better. Like, I don't have space. I don't have where do we sleep. My space is not much. But my brother has a lot of space. So it's going to be, oh gosh. My brother cooks a lot. So I'm just going to sit on my ass and just, you know, put my feet up and
must be nice be taking care two of kids.
Yeah, it is really nice. It is really nice, but sometimes you want to fight with this one person and talk to another person, and then you don't have anybody.
Yeah, so I think
three is like the perfect number.
For those of you that like are two or one or three.
No, three is perfect number.
Especially one, you're only talking to yourself.
Just you.
Goddamn. But like, you guys tend to be. I don't get me wrong. Like, you can big families to a close, but it's so close to your second.
It's too much.
Like it's so cute.
Well, funny enough, I know people who even as they're just two, they're not close. Like. They don't share stuff.
I did Gemini.
I know nothing about these things.
I don't know why I said that.
What the fuck?
I don't know why. I was somewhere and someone was asking me like, oh, so what's your sign? I said I'm a scorpion. He said no scorpion. I said no, I'm a scorpion.
Since you are mad.
Because since he wants to be unfortunate. He said, well, I'm a scorpion.
I met one girl that asked spirit of divination once.
Spirit of what?
Divination. You remember in the Bible, sorry for people who are non-Christians. This is just a quick example. Remember in the Bible, there was one woman that was following Peter. Was it Peter and Paul? That she kept shouting, I know you, you are the...
I know. It's Peter, man. When Jesus, after Jesus was... What are you talking about, man? Somebody raise holy hands to Jesus.
But they had to cast out the spirit of this girl. I tell you, she has spirit of divination. So my friend invited me downtown to her place. Like, oh my gosh, I have one. I was going to go there. She's like, please be faster, big. There's one other girl that's coming and I need someone to buffer. I'm like, first of all, if you don't like her, don't
why
be inviting
her. Why is she coming
over
to your house?
But okay. And she's like, I need you as a buffer, big. As you know, you get along with everybody. I was like, okay. I guess that's a good thing. I jumped over there.
At least you're not problematic.
Stop it. I scurry on over to her house and then I get there and then this lady I just say hi, you know, my normal self, and my friend, I always crack up for some funny reason, like I'm always fun. I'm like, oh, we're just laughing, and she's like, you see why I love this girl, like, oh, she's, and then next thing, this girl is like, and we're watching a movie and I'm like, oh, all these you know, there's some movies on this Netflix, they're like a series, the same set of people, all this love,
all this romance, all this rom,
and they're always like problematic love, like, yeah. Oh, the boy is stressing the girl, and then the girl's,
yeah, it's like,
so
yeah.
Watch one of those, one of them, because they're like this particular movie, I think they're like three now, they're like in three parts now, and I'm like, oh, not this. And she's like, oh, I'm sensing some Aquarius energy. Are you Aquarius? And I'm like, first of all, yeah, but
you'd have said no, I'm Aquaman.
Professor, you should have said no, that I'm Pisces. I said I don't know any other.
No, I swear, I think now there's no people actually. I just pick a random one. I'm like, it's like, oh yeah, I can say that. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You say Pisces, I say Pisces because it's close to Aquarius, Pisces, fish. That's the only reason.
Stop this. Stop this rubbish.
That's the only reason why I know, because first of all, what day? I don't care about this. Suppose you are kinetic moon rising and landing. I don't care.
They say, it's what they use one time. Oh shit. Dark moon.
And now kinetic moon, kinetic sun, Aquarius landing, Aquarius rising, kinetic rising. Oh, I'm like, God. You see those colorful people there, the ones that have it in their hand. I think this girl was going on and on. And then at the point I'm like, I just want to eat my rice in peace. I don't really care what I am. She's like, oh, do you know she was talking about the characters' signs? Now, not the actors, okay? The characters. So to say that this girl in the movie, because her birthday was in May, she's hence a this. I don't know what a May person is.
Yeah.
And then she's this.
Gemini.
And it can show, is showing in her attitude in the movie. And I'm like, well, damn, ma'am.
So some people take this thing really seriously.
Oh my god!
It is.
I don't.
Not to shame people that
it's
do,
not shaming, but
right, like not to shame them, but I feel like some people. It's almost like a.
They
like
don't do too much.
It's like a dating criteria for some people.
Yes. The first thing they ask is, "What's your sign?" I don't know what my sign is. What's your morning sign and your night sign?
Like,
I don't know.
My sign is I belong to Jesus.
To Jesus. Because growing up, like, I'm so sorry to bring this Christian part again. Like, you cannot believe in two things, right? I cannot believe in the fact that one newspaper said that because I'm a Aquarius, I'm going to have good luck today. I'm going to be very angry. Somebody's going to annoy you today. So are you telling me that everybody born in January is going to be upset by somebody? That's the first thing. Because sometimes I think too logically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe all these newspapers, they say horoscope. And I read the article, say, okay, Aquarius, so today you will experience extreme sadness because somebody will betray you. So you are telling, you mean to tell me, Kwe, everybody born in January will be betrayed
in this today. In this populous world.
In this world, everybody will be betrayed today.
Nah, bro, it's not possible, man.
Can you not? So, like, how, like, it's, I mean, I feel like it also kind of, like, affects the way you look at things. There is no way you would either read your horoscope or you would believe in certain things, and you will not carry that with you.
Yeah.
The good part is, again, the good part is law of attraction. Simple. If you think that something is going to upset you today, best believe, if you wake up in the morning and say, they say, oh, something's going to upset you today, I'm going to be very angry with somebody,
you'll be looking for it.
You will, any tiny thing, it can just be that, oh, the onion fell and it, you know, it fell on my leg, and then you just get angry for no, like, yeah, something is going to piss you off.
You'll definitely be looking for it. You'll be looking for that thing that they've told you is coming. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's very true.
You'll be sitting already. Like, oh, okay, they're going to say, oh, you say, oh, love is coming. That's why people used to marry the wrong people.
They say,
you
love.
You bump somebody in the supermarket now because they told you that love is coming.
According to Age Baby, love is not enough. Baby, come to me.
Money,
I am actually broke. Please don't do
money.
That.
Please send me more. Send funds. See, help us, help you. We need funds. Should we open GoFundMe? We need funds. Someone is coming. Oh, by the way, I need to actually get in shape. Oh, by the way, I've started going to the gym, guys.
Yeah! Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
I'll be trying.
Cheers to that. I'm the only one holding a cup, but yeah. Cheers to that.
And then my brother is my trainer. And he has this app where he puts, like, my training routine.
Yeah.
One day, and I went, I've never gone that hard in my life. That's how. So, you see how these things are written. I don't understand gym speak. Yeah. Okay? So, it was reps. He wrote the reps. He's like 15, 12, and 10.
Yeah.
Three sets. What does that mean? So it means I will do
three sets of 15, three sets of 10, three sets of 12.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. Three sets.
Yeah.
Okay, three sets is okay, no. It can be that.
Uh-huh.
Or that's if you're going hard. Like if you're thinking about it
too. That's three. Ridiculousness, yes.
Yeah. But it actually is just three sets, 15, 10, 12.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Naimi, I can't go do 15, 12, 10. One set.
15, 12, 10, two sets.
Listen, if I that's show you my muscles,
that's how we were punished in military school. Do you know, like, that's the logic of how punishments work. So they'll tell you, like, oh, do push-ups, mm-hmm, in school, and they'll say go do 30, do 20, do 10,
3,
1, 30, 20, 10, 2, they're doing 10 of it. So they'll tell you you're going to do 10 push-ups, but 30, 20, and 10 of it. Do you guys? So it's like, that's literally how we're punished in military school.
They, but that's like,
literally.
Because I see my brother, the kidney, remember? I was like, oh, for 4 days. 4 days. And then unfortunately, I didn't use like protein shake or nothing. Like,
so no muscle recovery, nothing
my
like day? That.
Remember, I will see that for the TV. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. And then when I want to get home, I'm like, no. I told my brother the other day, like, oh, I went to the gym today. He was like, I went out, you good. I see you're doing well. I say, yeah, but so the last one, I think it's too much. Oh, that you do give me this. He said, why?
Why would you do that?
Like, he said, see, you should not go to gym for the next 2 weeks.
He said, first of all, don't kill yourself.
You don't do you know,
and for someone that, because you're like trying to
I'm
get into it, you're pushing yourself like mentally and physically. That's, let me tell you, sometimes in the gym, I do this, and I'm very sure everyone that goes to the gym does this. I count reps and I miss numbers.
I do.
And I'm just like, I don't go
down. I'm like, you know what?
I'm like, it's okay. 1, 4, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10. I was like, okay, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
It was that day. I have it here because I even put it in the app. Like, I wrote it there. I sent my brother a note. And I'm like, the moment I knew I was messed up was the moment I counted 4, 5, 17, 18, 19, and I not go back.
I'm done, bro.
I think I'm good. I think I've
had. That's a lot of reps.
My God.
That's a lot of reps.
Never mind. In fact, in my mind, I didn't do the third one. Maybe third one, I did. Like, I was like, oh, you know what? It's okay. I've done. So I did 3 weeks workout.
When I used to first start going to the gym, the person that used to train me then, he would make me do 4 sets of 15. Oh, is that the app?
Yeah, this is the app.
Oh. It's like, we'll do like 4 sets of 15. Do you know now I just do 3 sets of 12? I can't keep myself.
4 sets.
That's my, that's my style.
That's what you,
I do 3 sets of 12 and I could leave a machine. I could start like squats. I could do 3 sets of 12 squats. Go and do like something
other
else.
Things, yeah, and then come back.
And do
like, yeah, so what I do as well, I could do like maybe 1 set of this, do something else. So maybe if that one is maybe like more upper arm intensive or whatever, I'll do something that's maybe like core.
Yeah.
Then come back. Because my hand would have rested.
Don't go and burn your muscle.
Before I'm not able to do the work that is paying for the apartments that has gym.
Is that because of you'll be homeless?
I would have to move out. That gym, I would not be able to use it.
I can't raise my hand, sir. Say what happened? I
went to the gym.
I don't know.
It was awful. Like, my whole body was aching. I feel like this tomorrow morning as well. So I have to probably like take some protein shakes. It's like, oh, let's just a little. But I don't know. It tastes nice, but I don't know. I don't have milk.
I mean, after a while, so, you know, your body is muscle memory. Like, for me, I had not worked out for like about 2 weeks. I mean, the last 2 weeks, I've gone every day, morning and night.
Mm.
And I can already see the changes in my body. Like, I look better than I was before I even went on that break. Right, so it's kind of like, you know, after a while, your body will just adjust to it. And
it needs to adjust quickly.
This is your motivation if you listen to this. Pack your bags and go to the gym.
Go to the gym now. Or you know what? Go and listen to us in the gym. Yeah, you've probably listened to the end.
By exactly.
Go and re-listen in the gym. Or go and listen to the older episodes in the gym.
All,
go now.
All of them.
Go now. By the time you're done with all the episodes, you'll be done with one full workout.
You might be dead.
you might have passed out, so, but it's okay.
It's quite a lot.
It's okay. Summer body first. Health later.
Yo, summer body. I started working out because, guys, I'm going on a trip. Yes, just in case you didn't know.
Where are you going?
I'm traveling to Barbados.
Since when? When are you going to Barbados?
Tomorrow. There's one restaurant in Lagos called Barbados. Now you've not been there. It's called. Yo, do you see how they
dragged slice?
What is slice?
Oh Jesus! You're not on Twitter. You're not on Twitter, right?
I am. If something interesting is happening.
So guys, let's do a campaign, right? If you listen to this, I want you to. If you actually like Twitter, please send a DM to Faye. To actually use
Twitter. It now if there's gist, like election period now. That's the way I'm going to be.
Faye, are you 40 years old? Why is election period gist for
because,
you?
Because
election is actually gist. I get that. I know that. Election is going to be sweet this year,
I think,
man.
The year it was sweet was that 2015. There was nothing better.
This year is gonna be lit. We should have an election segment.
It's like, guys, watch out. You know, I'm telling you, I'm not joking. Election is gonna be mad.
It's gonna be fun
because the things that
which is our currently
the Ella people are about to get in next 2 weeks.
No, but they know now. They know.
So no, some of them don't know.
They do.
Some of them don't.
You know what they said at the. So sorry for people who are not Nigerian. Sorry, we're gonna go for the next few months. We're probably gonna be talking about this every now and then.
Yeah.
But so we have elections coming up, right? But the thing is, people are they know. Apparently, the gist is that all those hundred million they're using to buy tickets.
Yeah, it's wash.
Is not just wash. It is their way of donating to Oga's campaign. The Oga at the top. He who shall not be named. I don't want them to cancel me.
Who's that? Aswaju.
So it's their way of donating to his campaign, in quotes,
yeah,
without actually saying, oh, hey, here's 100 million. Do you get? They are, in quotes, raising money. It's from their pockets. Nobody raising nothing. They don't bother raising money in Nigeria.
Yeah.
They don't be fundraiser. It's from their pockets. So that's another way to kind of evade either EFCC or whatever to say, oh, where do you get 100 million from to donate to your guy's campaign?
To your campaign, yeah.
They know that. When they don't, he's gonna have to pay them off to step down.
Yeah,
pay them more than 100 million to step down at some point, and also give them some sort of appointments, ministerial appointments, ambassadorial, and all of them. Because the people that are dropping names, even Amosun.
Yeah, Amosun drop name. Yeah, yeah. That's what I knew. There's something shady about the 100 million being dropped. But I wouldn't have thought it was because of Asiwaju putting the money. I would have felt like. They are putting the money obviously to cover up something, but because of how much I don't underestimate the North, I feel like, guy, I see why you chop a la, you will not see it coming.
Can he though?
Ah,
you won't see it coming. Chop a la out of the
That's the thing, you don't really know, but like the truth about it is that the person that will chop a la that will be painful is Asiwaju.
But this is you assuming that it's going to be fair.
No, that's what I'm saying, even if it's fair, like if it, fair or unfair, like we already know that's not gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
Down. But I'm saying that if there's anyone that would chop it like that, it would be painful.
Oh, it's gonna be painful.
It's going to be him.
And embarrassing.
Right. So
everybody can get
they're
it.
They're all on the spectrum.
Everybody can get it.
But if anybody's gonna chop it and it's gonna be painful, it's gonna be
him. It's gonna be him, right?
So that's what I'm saying. True. Like, yeah, I could sense. But election is gonna be late this year.
Interesting.
But back to my Twitter gist. They were dragging Slice. Apparently, someone went to
Slice is a restaurant.
It's a restaurant in Lagos, okay. And someone went to Slice and said they paid 37,000 for spaghetti and lobster.
I saw that.
That was eight
somewhere.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Eight. No, not eight strands. It's not possible. Can be strands.
Like eight spoons.
Eight spoons of.
I saw that.
Spaghetti.
But how do you calculate spoon of spaghetti?
Yeah,
fuck.
Because that's actually spoon. Very. That's a very.
Because they're gonna use spoon, then it shouldn't be that much because it's gonna be falling off the spoon.
Yeah. Guy. I'm about to go to Lagos and my biggest fear is Lagos restaurants because I'm going to Lagos also with my...
I hear they're pretty expensive.
My fiancé's sister and I promised her a good time. So...
Just amount like $250. Catch you later. Amount like $250K. Because I hear things are so expensive. Like
inflation, man.
Food is expensive. And Nigerians like Nigerians like people knowing that they went to an expensive restaurant. So they would pay anything just for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that vibe. Just before we round this up, I have a game for you. Not a game. It's really not a, it's not a game. I'm just going to ask you a question. You're going to guess. I swear it's not this. It's very easy. So you know the keg, right? And for those people that don't know the keg, it's a steakhouse in Canada that is very random. Faye actually thought it was a fast food restaurant for some time.
No, I it's like a sports bar, right?
Exactly. It's a steakhouse. It's not a sports bar.
Steakhouse. I've been to the keg and I swear it gave.
They have a bar though. Like they have a bar sitting.
It gave sports bar. No, it was a restaurant bar and it gave sports bar vibes. It gave Moxie's vibes.
You would not do that to the keg. You would not do that.
I'm not even
kidding. No. The Mox.
You can take me there again so that I can leave.
Don't worry. Your memory is good. Your memory right now is strong. Peak. It work. You don't need for refreshing. You can, thanks be to Jah. What? Take. Wait, what? How?
I don't know. Come on.
So, in terms of price increase, so I went to the keg yesterday and I just noticed that the price was different. So we go to the keg very frequently and we kind of know, we kind of order the same thing almost all the time. So we ordered something that we hadn't ordered in a while, but I could remember, right?
How much it cost.
And like gents, date rich women because they will take care of you. So we do this thing where we kind of like exchange swap, time like and swap who pays and whatnot. So this particular time, I just noticed that the price was different. Like price went up. I know. Sorry, off. Yeah, this is a little bit off. And she was the one paying, but I was like, this price is a little bit high for what we ordered, right? Mm-hmm. So I asked the guy that was the waiter that was. I'm like, so how long have you been working here? He's like, oh, he's working here 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. First of all, I didn't know how to react to that. I first said, oh,
congrats.
And they're like, oh, and then he was like, oh shit, oh, congrats, man. I'm like, bro,
are you what? The manager now?
I really didn't know how he was gonna take it. I swear, and it was kind of like a,
yeah, you're gonna be upset.
He was a black guy that middle-aged. Was Latino. He was like, he's like Drake, but a little bit of Latino inside,
Drake.
Like some Drake with some J-Lo spice.
If that, Drake and J-Lo had a baby,
that's how he looked. So like, I wasn't really sure, and he had like. Diamond studded earrings and he talked pretty fast.
Okay.
So he was giving me, he was bored also. So he was like, I'm like, you giving me some.
Maybe
like,
this is a side gig. Are you a tech bro?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, 10 years. Like, oh, no shit. So I'm like, sorry, I just want to ask a question because the prices here do seem
it's
different.
Changed.
Have the prices gone up? And he's like, oh, yeah, in the last 1 year, the prices went up by $4 in the restaurant. Everything went up by $4.
$4
or $6. $6 for the steak. And $4 for everything else. And
so
I was
what?
Like, that's a lot of money. And I said, is that like just over the last year? He said every year they actually go by $1, $1.50 just to keep up with the market.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously because of like the
inflation
in beef
everywhere.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Shelly, you know that during COVID was a time beef was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he said that the prices went up by $4 to $6. And I was like, oh my God.
Drats.
And I was like, that's mad, dude. But yeah, life is tough. I get it. Yeah. And then he tries to play a game with us, and I'm going to play that game with you now.
Oh, no.
This keg is big, right? It's about the size of the Moxie's in Vaughan,
yeah.
Right? Probably even bigger. And then it's Midtown, Yonge and Eglinton, obviously, where there's construction all day, every day.
Every day.
Right? They asked us to guess what the rent was. I want you to guess.
That they were paying
They're
monthly?
Paying. The rent they pay monthly.
Yearly?
Monthly. I'll give you 4 tries.
Okay. $25,000.
Wild. Go higher.
You're lying. $50K?
Try again.
$60K.
Try again. This last try.
$75K.
Huh? I like how you went up here. 5555 increase. $150,000. They pay $150,000 per month.
In rent?
In rent.
Do people really eat there?
And it's never full.
What? Have you considered closing?
No, because it's a corporate store.
Yeah, so
other stores
cover
like
the other expenses. Damn.
And that's just rent minus cost of food.
No utilities.
Utilities.
Oh my dear, utilities would be crazy. Salary. Imagine what they're paying for gas.
Exactly.
And electricity. Heating. Oh my god.
Over $1 million per year in rent.
What are you saying? Over a million? You've crossed a million after 5 months now.
That's my math is bad.
By like month eight.
That's how much it costs. It's crazy.
That's why you say it's an expensive place. Me, I don't see it like that though. I do see it like spot.
So
bar.
In case no spot by paying 150,000 per month.
Anyway, they chose the location.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. So it's not like a prime location because it's pretty elegant, it's really quiet.
But it's not down. It's not the kind of downtown.
But it's not
right?
downtown, and it's not very. You know, have you been to Cactus? You've been there, okay.
No,
so Cactus has this thing where they try to make it so fancy.
Or Lavelle.
Like it's not.
I would understand if Lavelle was paying
it's,
that.
It's not.
That would. I would understand that.
I'm surprised they're paying that much.
Yeah, they probably are.
$150,000 per month.
Hey God, try me with money.
See, and the person that owns that space.
Is it franchised?
It's not franchised. Apparently they franchise outside the GTA. But inside the GTA is corporate, so it's owned by the actual head office.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so they have other stores that are heavily booked, probably pay less rent.
Those are the ones
probably
that
even
are
owned. Like, probably the business probably even owns the building.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are now covering
the expenses
of this one. Right.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And I was like, you know what, God, please
answer my prayer.
I just want to own the place they are paying rent to.
That's all.
Because my 1 month. The 1 month rent I'm getting paid.
How much actually? That has covered the. Well, again, depending on the building.
Do you know how much money?
That's probably going to be the mortgage. Yo.
Yeah, but like they've been there for years, though. 10 years. The mortgage probably don't. I mean, no.
Never clear.
No, it never clear. But like, you not be paying 150K.
Yeah, and that is prime real estate, right? So yeah. Whenever the person says that, you know what, I'm gonna sell this thing.
I was telling them. I said it's definitely a deal between. The owners of the restaurant and the owners of the place, or the landlords, or the owners of the building.
Yeah.
In terms of this, this is definitely a good relationship for them not to have left.
Yeah, and then I'm sure they're getting some form of rebate. Or I'm sure that's
yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
Like a discounted price.
A discounted price.
So I mean,
so
like, you know what? Instead of renting for a year, we're gonna lease it out for 20 years.
20 years.
So instead of paying 180. Give us for 150
or something. You know that the building is yours.
It's pretty much yours,
and
yeah.
Obviously, because it has to be designed for them.
Yeah, they have to redo everything.
Yeah, redo inside. So like, it's not like as if it's just an open space and throw chairs
and
tables.
Yeah.
It's not a buka.
Huh.
So that's, wow, it's crazy.
At least my crypto is down.
On that note, work hard, guys. This is my motivation for you today.
Hard.
When you wake up in the morning, brush up your teeth, say a little prayer, and get something to eat.
Head to work.
I've got the main lyrics. I was actually singing M to Face song.
You're gonna be the one that I brush up.
I forgot the remaining lyrics. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us in today's episode of I Digress. I still remain Uncle B. Not
and
Uncle.
I am your
Uncle.
Humble host, the Kemi, the pretty, the sexy, the gym rats. Okay.
Faye's not a gym rat. She's like, I'm going to the gym in the morning. Why are you sleeping? Because I'm sleeping. I don't get
because
it.
Because it's too early. Because, yeah, I go to the gym early.
Like, what's going on? I went to the gym at 12 today. 12 to 1 p.m.
Yeah, I can do that. I cannot do that. Afternoon is for afternoon.
Yeah.
No.
I like it sometimes because the gym is empty and I know I can only spend 30 minutes. So I turn off my phone.
Oh.
So I get to the gym and I actually turn off my phone and then I don't talk to anybody and I finish my, like, back
workout,
to back to back to back and
just
I
get
go
out.
And I get out.
Oh,
and
nice.
I know, like, 30 minutes I have to be out because my lunch time and I have
to. Oh, right, that's true.
Really, I probably still take another 1 hour lunch time, but don't tell my employers, please.
Alright, guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay jiggy. We'll be back
stay
soon.
Boy.